Kol Tavach. Start properly. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Kol Tavach Shein Yodei Hilchos Shchita. Aser Lecha Mishchitasa Ve'ilu Hein Shia Drasa Chalada Hagrama Ve'ikur. Shehiya Ketzad. We have a Mishnah that states Im Shaha Kidei Shchita Shchitasa Psula. Rashi, the Gemara points out, what is Kidei Shchita? Kidei Shchita Acheres. Namely, this is a halacha that we have in many places. When you're dealing with a hefsek, you have a concept of kedei ligmor sheyigmor es kulo. We have it by Kriyat Shema, we have it by Megillas Esther, we have it by Hallel. Shaha kedei ligmor es kulo aser. So also in terms of shchita, we have such halacha Moshe Misinai that shaha kedei ligmor es kulo aser. But here it's unclear, and according to Rashi, this is a machlokas amaroyim, as to what does it mean, Shah Kedei Ligmar Es Kulo. Are we talking about the Mitzius of Shchita? And then the Mitzius of Shchita, of course, can take into account the preparatory stages, Yagbiena, Yarbitzena, etc. That's the Shita of Rav Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. Or, according to Rav Yochanan, the way Rashi understands, are we talking about the Hechsher of Shchita? The time it takes to cut the Simanim. And then you have the question, either way you learn, are you talking about the Metzius of Shchita or the Hechsher of Shchita? Are we dealing with a standard for all kosher creatures? Or do we have a different standard for Behema Gasa, Behema Daka, Oaf, etc.? So we have over here a possibility of having a Shita that by an Oaf, Me'ikar Hadin, the Shir of Shio Diyamashahu. Because let's say we have an Oaf that has a chatzi kana pagum. We have an oaf that simply had got stuck on barbed wire, and its kana was already 49.9% cut. And it's walking around that way, and it's a perfectly kosher animal, and you just walk over to that oaf, and you touch your knife to that kana, and you have a maisa shchita. You hit the rove, right? You just touch it, you get that little bit, and that's a maisa shchita. So, in other words, if we're saying that by an oaf we use the standard of a maisa shchita, and we're going to say that for an oaf, so then you have the mashu meikar adin. That's what's pointed out over here in the Mechaber. He brings first the day of the Rambam, that we go after the mitzius of shchita, and then we have two standards. V'yesh omrim d'shir shehiyas oaf, k'dei shchitas rov siman echad ba'of, b'li hagba b'har batza. Any little stop, that would already be, we should be choshe shema shachat mashehu me'aveshet, and you already began the ma'isa shchita, now we have a problem of shehiya. So when the Rama says, haminag pash b'dinos elu, lahatrif, over here the Rama is speaking Yiddish, right? Lahatrif means like a kind of treif, to treif up. We're not talking about over here about lahatrif necessarily. We could be very well talking about the lunabel. Okay, but lahatrif in Yiddish. Lahatrif kol shehiya, afilu mashehu, bein ba'of, bein be'behema, so ve'em l'shanos, so on the level of behema, clearly this is a chumrah, to go down to the level of a mashehu. But on the level of of, yitachen, that this is me'ikar hadin. Okay. So that's what we have over here in terms of shehiya, in terms of the shear. Siv gimel, shaha, shachat ma'at, v'shaha ma'at, chazar, v'shachat ma'at, v'shaha ma'at. And we have, so this is an abaye in the Gemara. Mahu leads tarufe. Gemara ends off, teku. Gemara ends off, teku, so the Machaber Paskins, l'chumra, shchitaso, psula. The Rama points out, l'shitato, according to the minhag that you're working on the level of a mashir, there's no need for any for any tziruf, but assuming that you pass like the Machaber, that there would be a meaningful shear, then the question is: do we have a tziruf over here? L'chora, the question is the chakir we mentioned yesterday. What exactly is the psul of shehiya? Is it a psul in the ma'isa shchita, like drasa, like chalada, etc., or is it a menias tziruf that shehiya doesn't allow the various bits and pieces of the shchita to be viewed as one unit? So if we view it as a psul, so the bottom line is we don't have over here a psul. They have a chatzi shir kaze. If we view it as a meniyas tziruf, then yitachin that we would over here view this as a meniyas tziruf, similar, let's say, in terms of eating. If you drank a little bit, waited a minute. Drank a little more, waited another minute, etc. Such that altogether you waited 10 minutes from the beginning of drinking to the end of drinking. We don't have over here a shiya b'chdei achilas pras. So hu adin over here, maybe also shihiya is this menias tziruf. In any case, the Gemara leaves it as a teiku. Siv Dalid, this is something we saw previously. Hashochet behema besakin she'en ochad v'nis akev kishir shihiya b'shkitas miyud ha'acharon shel siman rishon. Harezo psula. Over here, we already saw previously that we would expect to have a little paragraph, a little parenthesis at the end, ufi haminhag b'chol inyan treifa, namely that we expect the Rama over here to point out that at the moment that you have any shehiyah, it's automatically treif. So over here, the Shach points out in Tzivkot on Yud that even the Rama agrees that occasionally we do have a shiur of shehiyah. When do we have a shiur of shehiyah? That there are two forms of shehiyah. There's a shehiyah of stopping, and there's a shehiyah of continuing the motion, but not being shochet a siman, but rather being shochet yado v'raglo of the behema, not really moving anywhere in terms of the hechsher shchita, but you are constantly involved in an act. So when we have a shehiyah where you stop the act, that's where the Rama says, we're machmir on a mashu. However, when you are constantly going back and forth, you're moving, over there, the Rama agrees that you require a shir shehiyah, v'nisakev shir shehiyah, in that which you are doing that has no meaning. Okay, that we pointed out, that's the Shach of Yosef Katan Yud. We saw that yesterday. Sif Hey, achar sheshachat rov echad ba'ov, O rov shnayim bibehema, then, according to most Rishonim, already ain shia psuch poselas. Shia is a psul in the maisa shchita. L'chor, the maisa shchita and the hechsher shchita go hand in hand. We already have a hechsher shchita of rov. O lefize, ain shia b'kana ba'ov klal. Because in the first half of the kana, that's a din of chatzi kana pogum. That's not considered to be a maisa shchita. We can have an animal that's walking around with that part being open, and it's kosher, it's not a treifa. And when you get to the second half, then already you've already shechted rov. So ech shelo yeh, there's not going to be a shia in the kana of an oaf, only in the veshet of an oaf. V'yesh misha omer, this is the shita of Rashi, shekol shelo nigmara shchitas kol shnei hasimanim poselas shehiya, or chatzchila yesh lihizar lachlush lidvarav. The Mechaber is machmir for Rashi lechatzchila. Comes along the Rama, and he's machmir for Rashi even b'diyevet. Afilu b'diyevet, hamina gahatrif, etc. What over here is the basis of Rashi Shita? If one looks into the language of Rashi, as we already pointed out, you can see it inside, on Daf Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, where we have the Abaye in the Gemara of Shah b'miyut simanim mahu. So he asks mahu, Kevan do avod leruba it kashar o dilma kevan do hadar vigamra kula chadashtitahi. We pointed out that had the din of shkita been a din of rov is enough, the chor Rashi shita wouldn't get off the ground. But if we understand the concept of shkita of rov as ruba kukulo, so Rashi is saying is that any individual has two options. He could check the rov, or he could check the kulo. He can opt for the option where the hechsher will come via the rov, or he can opt for the option where the hechsher will come via kulo. How do we know which track he's taking? By his meisim. If he stops at rov and doesn't continue, it means he wanted a hechsher of rov. If he stops at rov and continues, it means he wanted a hechsher of kulo. Kulo chada shchitahi, and then we have the shehiya smack in the middle. How do we view shehiya according to Rashi? Is it a psul? Or is it a hafka of tziruf? So Rashi uses the language. language of. And that's one of the I'm sorry, I can't find it now, but I've seen the language of Ozlele Maisa Kama. Ozlele Maisa Kama. That was the language that sticks in my mind. And it was that he views it as a hafkah of tziruf, that the beginning and the end of the shkita are not mitzdaref to one another. Ah, here it is. Rashi Dibur Maskel Teiku. It says, Kevon Deshoha Ozlele Maisa Kama. That the beginning of the Shechita no longer relates to the end of the Shechita, and that is the problem. The nafkamina would be as follows. That let's say you are shochet a veshet. You're cutting a veshet. And you begin cutting. You're still in the miyut kama. You pick up the knife. Okay. Then you continue. So we have over here a shia in the veshet. If we view it as a psul, then we have over here a nevela. We have a psul in the Maisa Shechita's nevela. If we view it as a lack of tziruf, then when you pick up the knife, then what you previously did is ozle Maisa Kama. Now you have nekuvas haveshet. Now you have a hole in the veshet. That's a treifa. And we pointed out that the nafkamina is between treifa and nevela. So Rashi would then be lishitaso. Rashi points out, Ozle Maisa Kama, Vahavile Nekev Ba'alma, Utrefa. Right? The Rashi point says that when you would be cutting a veshet, you cut, let's say, 20% of the veshet, you pick up the knife, and then you cut the other 80%. Since you have a Shehiyah, Ozle Maisa Kama, now you have what you did at the beginning was not considered to be a Maisa Shrita, you have Nekuva Saveshet, that would be a Trefa. Okay, that's, in other words, that's over here within the world of Shehiyah. Had we been dealing with drasa b'miyut kama, chalada b'miyut kama, those are all psulim. Those are all nevela. But over here, Rashi seems to imply that in Shehiyah b'miyut kama, then you have a trefa. So that fits very nicely if we take the side of the equation of ozrei maisa kama. Yes?
Do you mind just explaining the other side again?
A psul? What?
Yeah, well, not the lack of tziruf that Rashi is taking, but the other side.
The other side is to say that we have a psul that simply, let's say, for example, we were to have a case, let's say this is our veshet. And let's say you were to take the knife and you were to chop 20% of the veshet, and then you decide to saw the rest. Right? So we would say we have over here a psul within the Maisa Shechita. We have a psul within the Maisa Shechita, so then this animal is a nevela. A nevela means an animal where we don't have a Maisa Shechita being done properly. But Rashi says, if we have a similar case, you cut the 20%, you pick up your knife, and then you continue the other 80%, that Rashi calls a trefa. Why? Because this over here was never a Maisa Shechita. The moment you pick up the knife, ozle Maisa Kama, there's no tziruf between this and this. If there's no tziruf, then it's simply a stop. You know, it's an act. It's a maisa ba'alma, and if it's a maisa ba'alma, then we can call this animal a trefa. Okay, this is a nevela. This is a trefa. Here we have a psul in the maisa shlita, and here we have a meniyas tziruf. Again, you can ask: is shihiya psul or maisa or meniyas tziruf? Nafkamina would be: is it a nevela or is it a trefa? Rashi says black and white: azale maisa kama havile trefa. As opposed to, on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, when he talks about drasa b'miyut kama, chalada b'miyut kama, over there he talks of it as a psul, v'havi nevela. So the achronim who ask, I, Rashi Soser himself, is because they're understanding that Rashi understood that she is also a psul. So why over here is this psul making a nevela, this psul making a trefa? But if we say over here it's a psul, and here it's a niyas tziruf, Then we have over here a trade. Okay. What else do we have in Siman Kaf Gimel? Yeah. I don't know if it's a question of Chumrah or Kula. So I'm saying the Teiku and the Gemara could be understood. You have to, this is always a problem when you try to conceptualize Machlokot, and you have a Machlokas Tanoim, you have a Machlokas Amorim, you have a Machlokas Rishonim, and you say, well, maybe you give the same Svara for the three Machlokot. It doesn't necessarily mean that the Tana and the Amora and the Rishon agree. Is that this is a possible way of understanding the Suffolk in the Gemara. This is a possible way of understanding Rashi, etc. Kanare, you're correct that Rashi didn't understand the Suffolk in the Gemara the way that we did. Because otherwise, if the Gemara has a Suffolk, is it a Tziruf or is it a Psul? So what is Rashi telling us? Let's assume that it's a Lekula, okay? That it's a Minyas Tziruf and we'll have a Treif as opposed to Nevela. That a Rishon can't do. So kind of the Rashi, kind of Lashitato, understood that both sides of the Gemara understood that it was a Minyas, that it was Minyas Tziruf. And the question is, Mal Shiit Staref, would this be the Minyas Tziruf on the level of Kazayis B'chdei Achilas Pras, or would this be the Minyas Tziruf on the level of Halel? Now, in Halel, if you say Halel, you stop for the time it takes to say half of Halel. Then you continue, you stop for the time it says half of Halel, and you continue going that way, or read Megillas Esther that way, it's fine. It's not Mitztaref. By Achil, it is Mitztaref. So we could have two models of Minyas Tziruf. If we view it as, so Rashi would say that with the question of the Gemara is, which model of Minyas Tziruf do we have? But I just gave it the easy way of saying, is it a Psul or Minyas Tziruf? But you could learn it within both sides. You're correct. Okay. Over here in Sivav, Shachat of Shaba Vaini Odeim Nikev Aveshet. So we have a way of testing it by turning it inside out and seeing if we see a Tipas Dam. The inside of the Veshet is white and the Tipas Dam appears very, very clearly. At the end of the Ramah in Zivav, in the middle of the Ramah, he says, Mitam ze im tolash notzos min ha'of v'yotza dam, o chatach or bebehema v'yotza dam. Then we have to be matrif, because we're choshish, maybe that by pulling out the feathers, maybe you nicked the veshet. Nikivas haveshet is considered to be a psul. The Pischei Tshuva Alatar in Sivkatan Yud Gimel points out that this was one of the reasons that it would be problematic to have a hakaza, that for medical purposes, medicinal purposes, to take blood from the neck of the animal would be very problematic, because to take blood, you have to insert a needle, and maybe if the blood taker, the bloodletter, is not careful, he may puncture the veshet with the needle, and that would be an akuvas haveshet. Halach l'maisa, this is the problem nowadays in terms of inoculations, that generally in Eretz Yisrael, all fowl, all birds that are raised for food, poultry, are inoculated. Because, as you become aware, it can be very, very warm sometimes in the day and very, very cold at night, and that's a recipe for pneumonia. And so to prevent, and the pneumonia then could cause sirchos in the rea, and that would trafe up the birds. And so to prevent these problems of pneumonia, they tend to give them an inoculation against pneumonia, or tuberculosis, v'chule. So one of the differences I mentioned when I had the shiur at the beginning of the year in terms of kashrus, one of the differences between mahadrin and non-mahadrin is, do you have a mashgiach at the time of the inoculation to be certain that when the animal is being inoculated, it's not being inoculated in a place where piercing a little to the left or a little to the right perhaps would cause a treifus. So in here we're talking about the neck of the animal, hu hadin, the b'nei ha-me'ayim, nikev b'nei ha-me'ayim. Namely, there are places in the body that you could give inoculations where it would not cause a trefa, but, it's much easier not to think twice and just to inoculate, and whatever happens, happens. So the area, the problem over here that we're dealing with is that of nekuvat haveshet. There'd be a similar problem in terms of the inoculating in the knee area of the animal in terms of tzomet hagidim, or again in the intestinal area in terms of Nukuvas B'nei HaMeyayim. So that's what we have. We have a simon on Shehiya. Then we have a simon that includes Drasa, Chalada, Hagrama, and Ikor. So let's take them one by one. Drasa Ketzad, Kigon Sheniach, Asakin, Aratzavar, V'Dochak. That you are chopping. What do we require? We require a molech v'mevi, a sawing action. Shachat b'holacha b'ha'ava levad, me'ikar hadin, it's fine. However, over here, the length of the knife plays a role, that the shorter the knife, the more probability that there is that there would be a chopping action. The longer the knife, the more leeway there is for a carving action, or cutting, a sawing action. And therefore, the Rama says, "Haminag b'gudos elu lufsol b'behema, afilu holch v'hevi." If you had a very, very small knife, but you were very good at sawing, we're posel it, im ein besakin kimelot tzavar v'chutz l'tzavar masher. Namely, the knife has to allow for either a halacha or a havah. It has to allow for a fell swoop. If the knife doesn't allow for it, so me'ikar hadin, so just go back and forth. But the minug, says the Rama over here, is to be posel unless the knife allows for it. Sif Gimel is the same topic. Sif Dalet is the same topic. Sif Hei. Haya shochet v'chotach kol ha-mafreket k'sheira. This is what the Gemara calls l'shavya gistera, to behead the animal. In other words, to cut through not only the simanim, but also to cut through the spinal cord. The v'haminhag lahatrif afilu lochotach rak rov hamafreket v'ein l'shanos ki yeshmer v'vasa shadovim kain. So put in the parentheses over here, points out dikduk Rashi, dikduk Ravya b'perish Rashi. That Rashi seems to imply that we have an iser of shechting too much. In other words, you're supposed to shech the two simanim, preferably hashkita me'ula to shech the entire two simanim, but then says Rashi, stop. Chateyu, stop at that point, don't continue. So it appears from Rashi that were you to continue, there would be a problem, and that problem could be an unresolvable problem. The question is, what problem? Why problem? Why should there be a problem beyond cutting the simanim? Who cares if you keep going? It's your problem in terms of the knife. If you hit the mafreka, you could very well bend your knife. You could get a pekam in the knife. That's your problem. Why should it be a psul in the shita you already did? So over here we have a long shach, and a long taz, and a long nekudas hakesef, and basically they point the finger at the Rashba. The Rashba is the one who points out that this is not a din in shita per se, but we shecht an animal because we want to eat it. And over here, this hitting the spinal cord could prevent us from eating it. Because if the spinal cord is cut before the animal goes through its death throes, it's very well likely that it would affect the instincts of the animal and the nerves, etc. And what would happen is that the blood, instead of spurting out of the body, would remain in. Namely, normally, we have a concept of dam ivarim, the blood that remains in the meat, that can be removed via malicha, via tzli. If, however, we have something that interferes with the normal process of death of the animal via shchita, yitachen would have an amount, qualitatively, quantitatively, of dam that wouldn't come out, that there would be a havla'a of dam in the evarim. Instead of the dam spurting out, the nerves would not allow the dam to spurt out, but rather the dam would be absorbed in the evarim, and that would be a problem. This is a shita of the Rashba. It's a das yachid. The Taz and the Shach point out, this is very, you know, they raise their eyebrows, why in the world did the Mechaber, or did the Rama over here, paskin, like this Rashba, even if it would appear to be an explanation of Rashi, but we don't paskin that way. We paskin that that once the animal, who cares whether the mafrekas is cut or not, it doesn't affect the we don't have avla of dam in the evarim, and therefore they reject the Rama. There is an Aruch HaShulchan over here, who has a whole different shot, totally different shot. The Aruch HaShulchan says, just a minute, this is not in Hilchos Dam and Hilchos Trefos, this is brought over here in Hilchos Shchita. Maybe the problem over here is one of drasa, namely, that if you cut to the degree, that not only did you cut the simanim, but you're cutting through over the mafreket, the probability is that you were dores. Probability is, how did you get there? Because you were pressing the knife, you were going in a chopping as opposed to a sawing, and that's how you got to the mafrekes. So if you got to the rov mafrekes, that's a simon that you had over here, drasa. That would explain the placement, you know, that it's smack in the middle of dine drasa. And then, you know, yiktachin, that if that's the situation, there's room to be machmir, enanu bikiyim, that this would be like a simon, that the mafreya, that kind of read that you were dores. In any case, that, you know, is a totally different explanation than the one which is offered over here by the Shach and the Taz and the Nekudas HaKesef. Sifvav, here we have the Hemshech of the parallelism with Shehiya. V'afilu lo asa drasa ela b'mashehu min haveshet psula. We pointed out that just as Shehiya is a problem in the miyut kama of the veshet, so also drasa is a problem in the miyut kama of the veshet. The miyut kama of the veshet lends itself to a maisa shchita, as opposed to the miyut kama of the kone. V'haminag lehatrif kol drasa. Bein b'miyut kama, bein b'miyut basra, bein Bein Bekona, Bein Beveshet. Namely, the Rama over here is saying that that we are being machmir across the board, so let's take it step by step. To have a problem of Shehiya in the Miyut Kama of the, to have a problem of Dras, the Miyut Kama of the Veshet, that's the Mechaber. That's considered to be the you know, the place where you do a Maisa Shchita. In the Miyut Kama of the Kona, there's no reason why one should be machmir unless one is afraid that maybe the same chopping, that when you chop the miyut kama of the kone, maybe you hit into the veshet a little bit, and that's why we're machmir on the miyut kama of the kone. We move over to the miyut basra of the kone and the veshet, that's the shita of Rashi. Namely, that this is, we have a din of shehiya b'miyut basra, rubo kakulo, we have two options of shchita. So also with drasa, we say that rubo kakulo, you have the two options of shechting rove or shechting kulo. If you have a drasa in the second half and you want it to shech kulo, that's also considered to be a maisa shchita. Okay, so we have over here, by shehiya and drasa, the Ramah is machmir totally in both, and the mechaber is only choshesh for Rashi as ul-chatchila, not as a bidiyevet. Let's move over to chalada. Chalada keitzad, kagon shehichnis hasakin bein siman l'siman, bein shetshachat hatachton ki hochaso milamala l'mata, v'chazer v'hotziya v'shachat ha'ayon, bein sheshachat ha'ayon mimata l'mala shol ki hochaso patur. Over here, we have a Mishnah and we have a Gemara. The Mishnah tells us that we have a problem in terms of chalada. What we would have understood from the Mishnah is if, let's say, the animal is lying on its back, so the simanim are horizontal to the ground. So what the Mishnah appears to say is that if you stick your knife in over here and you shecht towards the skin, over here, this is the skin and the hair, right? You puncture the animal and you shech towards the skin, we have a problem of chagada. This is wrong way, Charlie, that you're going in the wrong direction. So just like we have a psul of chopping, we also have a psul of sawing in the wrong direction. That's what we would have thought if you only had the Mishnah. Comes on the Gemara and tells us, no, that if you stick your knife in over here and you shech this way, it's also problematic. That's the Gemara on Daf Lamed Beis. Had we had a Mishnah, Hava Amina, it's only in this direction. Kamash Malan, the Gemara is in this direction. Namely, the problem of Chalada is not the direction in which you're shefting, but the fact that the knife is covered with a siman. That when you stick your knife in over here, this siman is above it. And therefore, whether you shech this way or whether you shech this way, it's irrelevant. You're shefting with a knife which is covered. And that's al chamosh misinai of chalada. You can't shecht with a knife which is covered. But the question is, covered with what? So the ideal covering, l'psul, is a siman. It's covered with something which relates to the world of shchita. What if you stick your knife in under the skin and you cut down? So that the Gemara talks about and says that's also chalada. What if we have a matlis which is stuck onto the skin and you cut under the matlis? That's also the chalada. What if simply the shochet puts his handkerchief on the top, you know, etc.? That's where we move over here into sif ches. So sif zayin is the chalada keita. That's the ideal chalada. Dein siman l'siman. Whether you're going up, whether you're going down. That's the Gemara on daf lamed beis that we have a problem of chalada. And then the Gemara continues, Tzarech li zoher kishadam shochet, v'chas al ha'or shalo yase bokera, I'm sorry, I skipped a sim. Hechud et asima tachas ha'or, tachas ha'tzemer, tachas ha'matrus ha'kashur, o ha'matrus ha'mudbok bo, shchita so psula. What if you simply have a matrus parus al ha'tzavor? Then the Rambam, not mistaken, Yudalud, I'm sorry, because the Rosh, the Rashba, etc., Rashi, are Machshir, the Rambam is Posel. Avalim Amatos Paras al Tzavara, Ksheira, V'yesh Misha Posel Gambazel, Chatzchilo Yesh Lachlush Lidvarav, we should be Choshesh for the Shita of the Rambam. Okay. Then, in Sif Tes,
question.
Yeah?
What's the difference between the first two arrows on the board, like, between going up and down?
We would have thought, so just from the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that you read the language of the Mishnah. Hechlid es hasakin, tachas hasheni. I'm sorry. Shachat es haveshet u posak es hagargeres. O posak es hagargeres, rachakach shachat es haveshet. O shachat echad mehem vehimtin lo ad shemesa. O hechlid et hasakin, tachat hasheni. Upisako, that would be the case of Chalada. Hechad at the second tachat hasheni upisako. So the Gemara over here on Daf Lamed Amid Beis. I'm sorry. Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav. Hechad at the second ben siman l'siman upisako psula. So Gemara asks, my kamash malan tnina. Oh hechad at the second tachat hasheni upisako. What over here is the chiddush of Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav? So the Gemara says, imi mas nisin. I'm reading Daf Lamed Amid Beis. Hava mina hane mile milamata lamala to lo ko'ovid kederach shchita. We would have thought, what's the psul of shchita? Going in the wrong direction. Instead of going from the outside to the inside, you're going from the inside to the outside. We would have thought that's the psul of shchita. The ko'ovid derach shchita. Avo milamala lamata. But we would have thought if you're going in the right direction, all that you did was simply puncture and go in the proper direction. We would have thought, ema shapir dame, kamash malan. Kamash Malan, that the Iser is not a question of direction, the Iser is a problem of the knife being covered. Whether you're going the upper arrow or the lower arrow, the knife is being covered with a siman. Then the Gemara moves over into Tachas Ha'or. And then the Gemara moves over into Matlis Mahu, and then Zem Mahu, etc., etc. Okay? Yes?
Okay, so Matlis, it's just like, is that a cover?
Yeah, matlis is simply a rag. Simply the sakin is covered. We pointed out that one of the problems of shechting an uber b'me'imo is that maybe the sakin is being covered by the rechem. You know, it's that's simply the fact that the sakin is covered. That's the halacha Moshe Misinai of chalada. Yes. The case which is possible is when the matlus is mudbak b'tzavar. Then you could say that this may turn into one organic whole, even though it's not organic, right? One whole. In other words, that this may be a din basically of being viewed as artificial ore. But if it's simply lying there, it has no connection to the ma'isa shchita at all. Kamash malan, that even a covering which is not attached to the neck, even something which is totally foreign to the animal, is still considered to be a problem of chalada. Siftes, tzarech lihi zoher kishah adam shochet v'chas al ha'or shelo yase bokera gadol, and he wants to be shochet v'rosh ha'sakin u'miskasa me ha'or, amnom im shochet be'emtza ha'sakin, ein kshash im rosh u'miskasa bor. Namely, it's not a din that the sakin shouldn't be covered, it's that the ma'isa shchita shouldn't be covered. So if the sakin is the length of this table, and part of it is covered, but where you're shechting is not covered, who cares if the other part is covered? And then he says, "V'yesh meisha machmir gam glaze." This is the Urayim, quoted by Chachmei Ashkenaz, that the Urayim, the Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, was machmir for the knife being covered. V'yesh lochlush l'dvarav lechatchila. And the Gos Maimonides says one should be choshish for the Urayim that it's, you know, they were taking this halacha Moshe Misinai to a degree where not only should the ma'isa shchita not be covered, but the knife should not be covered. The machshir of the ma'isa shchita should not be covered. Now again, in the Mechaber, this is brought as l'chatchila. Both the Shach and the Taz quote the Bach, who says, why is the Mechaber only being machmir l'chatchila? The Arayim meant it even b'di'evet. The Arayim paskin that way, that this is Tachal Moshe Mi-Sinai. That's even b'di'evet. Okay, we don't paskin like the Bach, but the Bach, you know, took the Arayim very, very seriously, that if you were to be... if you would be summarizing, you would be writing Eldad Hadoni, Hilchos Shchita, and you're summarizing the psul of Chagada, you would write Shelo Yei Hasakin Mechuseh. Not Shelo Yei Ma'isa Shchita Mechuseh, but Lo Yei Hasakin Mechuseh. Okay, at this point, in Sifim Yud and Yud Aleph, we move over to three words in the Gemara. The Gemara has a question, Boy Rav Papa, Hech L'Demiyut Simanim Mahu. Well, it's more than three words, but Hech l'demiyut simanim, that's three words. Hech l'demiyut simanim mahu. Namely, we saw already Rashi's pshat in Shah b'miyut simanim, Daras b'miyut simanim. What about Hech l'demiyut simanim? So over here, Rashi is l'shitaso. It means that you cut through a siman and a rope of a second siman, and then Hech l'demiyut simanim mahu, now you stick your knife under or under the siman somewhere. Let's say you stick a knife under the or. Okay, you have a, over here you have a hole in the or, and you cut a siman in 2/3. Then you put in the knife over here, and you cut this piece over here. You know, it's that now this is being covered by or. So you have over here where 2/3 of the shchita or 3/4 of the shchita was done properly, and with an uncovered ma'isa shchita, and the last 10%. Was done with a covered ma'isa shchita. That's Rashi's parallel to Shoha b'miyut basra, Daras miyut basra. Here we have Hecha b'miyut basra. That's Sif Yud. Im la'achar sheshachat rov ha'simanim, hechlud hasakin tachas ha'miyut hanishar mishnehem, o echad mehem, upsako mutar. V'yesh misha oser gam bazeh v'roi lochlish l'dvar v'chatchila. That normally we would say, if you cut through 3/4 of the simanim, you finish the ma'isa shchita. Everything is fine and good. But Rashi says we have a psul. And so the machaber l'shita so is machmir like Rashi l'chatchila. V'hamina g'hatrif, says the Rama, kol chagada b'memiyut kama, b'memiyut basra, b'mekona, b'mbeveshet. But the question is, how do all the other Rishonim learn? Those Rishonim who don't agree with Rashi, those Rishonim who say that after you shech 3/4 of a siman, the ma'isa shchita is over, how do they learn the Abaye and the Gemara of Hecha d'miyut simanim? So here we have a Tosfos on Daf Lamed of Beis, and Tosfos has a number of Perushim, and the Machaber quotes three of those Perushim in Sif Yud Aleph. So let's just make some order out of those three Perushim. Okay, let's say we have over here an animal. We have a Kana and a Veshet, and here is the skin. Okay, we have a Shochet who's doing a Ma'isa Shlita. He cuts through 2/3 of the... This is the kana. This is the veshet. He cuts through 2/3 of the kana. Okay. Then what he does is, he takes the knife out, and without waiting, puts a knife over here, and cuts the veshet. Namely, that this second part of the ma'isa shlita, the knife is being covered with a miut of a siman. We have a knife being covered with a miut of a siman. Most of the siman was cut. This part was cut. We still have this small part that wasn't cut. He sticks in the knife, and he cuts down. So you have a knife being covered with a miyut of a siman. That is the question, hechlu b'miyut simanim mahu. That's the middle case over here in Sif Yud Aleph, where you have the yud beis of the shach. V'chein im shachat rov siman echad b'behema, hechlu hasakin tachat miyut hanishar v'shachat siman sheni. This is the question. What's the question? So, of course, we pointed out, if you stick in the knife over here and cut down, that's classic chagada. That's tachas ha'or. Right? If you stick in the knife over here and you cut down, that's classic chagada. That's tachas ha'siman. Why should perhaps we have a shayla on miyut ha'siman? Why is miyut ha'siman different than the entire siman? Or miyut ha'siman different than or? Why is miyut ha'siman any worse? Why should this be an abaya? Hecha b'miyut siman, while sticking the knife under the skin and cutting down, is vadei pasul. No, this is a halachic reality, yes?
If it's rubo kikulo, so then the zimah's not there.
Right. In other words, that al-pidin, this doesn't exist. We have over here something al-pidin doesn't exist. It's there in mitzias, but al-pidin it doesn't exist. And so maybe that's more kula than or, which exists al-pidin. Simon exists al-pidin. Maybe the niyat simon of a simon that was already nishkat ruba, al-pidin doesn't exist. And that's the abaya of the Gemara according to Rav Oshi and Tosos. That's the middle case over here. Rabbi Notam, however, has a different abaya. Rabbi Notam has two kimtot, and those are the first and the third cases over here. Look at them. Im hechlid hasakin tachas miut harishon ushchato milamata lema'ala v'acharkach gomar hashchita kedarka. Or v'cheinem shochat miut harishon bechalada v'gomar hashchita shelo bechalada harezo psula. Let's move over here to the Rabbi Notam. Let's say we have over here our Vesha. We have over here our Vesha. Okay? So he says, if you stick in a knife over here and cut this direction, namely that the knife is being covered with a miut of a siman that was never shechted, and then you cut this way. Now if you begin here, cut, you know, this 10%, then you come around over here and you cut 90% properly. We're assuming over here, let's say there's a hole in the ore. Right? It's not being covered from above. So the knife is being covered by 10% of the siman, and then you go down. Or, ultimately, the ore continues. You stick in the knife under the ore. You cut 10% when it's being covered by skin. Then you make a hole in the ore, and then you cut the other 90%. In other words, in both cases, we have 10% of chalada. You have a 10% of chalada. So according to Rabbi Notam, this is the abaya of the Gemara. Krishna, what kind of abaya of the Gemara? What do you mean abaya of the Gemara? This is the veshet. The veshet, the maisa shchita begins from the very, very beginning. That's the nature of shchita of a veshet. You don't have a din of chatzi kana pogum by a veshet. The shchita begins at the very beginning. Certainly this is, I mean, if you were to be shohet in the beginning of the veshet, the question is, it an avel or is it a trefa? But it's certainly a problem, right? If you were to be Doris in the beginning of the Veshen, right? That's a Nevela. If you were to, in other words, any Psul Shchita Lachor in the beginning of the Veshen is a problem. Why over here do we have a question? So Rabbi Notam says, this is the Gemara, this Gemara is pre our knowledge. This Gemara is telling us, what is the din of the Miyut of the Veshen? In other words, this is the, you know, it's a, this is a, maybe there's no, just maybe just like the Akana, we say in the miut of the Akana, there's no Maisa Shlita. Maybe over here also, until you get to the Hechsher Shlita, until you get to Rov, maybe there's no such thing as a Maisa Shlita. Maybe all the Psulim are only at the point of Rov. Shehiya, Drasa, Chalada, the Gemara just asked it by Chalada. But over here the Gemara is asking a very basic question. Where do we have the Halacha Moshe Sinai of the five Psule Shlita? Were they said in the Maisa Shlita, or were they said in the Hechsher Shlita? That's the question of our Gemara. The Maisa Shlita of the Veshet certainly begins at the beginning. The Hechsher Shlita is at the Rov. Where do we have these psulim of Shaha, Daras, Hechlid, Hagrama, Ikor? Is it at the point of the Rov, or is it at the point of the beginning of the Maisa? According to all the Rishonim, this is never a question. According to all the Rishonim, certainly all the psulim begin with the Maisa Shlita. From the beginning of the Maisa Shlita until the Rov, and then according to Rashi, even beyond the Rov. But the first part of the Maisa Shlita, certainly according to Rishonim, is considered to be a din of Psul, except in the Kana. The Kana is the Yotzei Dofen because we have this din of Chatzi Kana Pogum. But in the Veshet, it begins at the beginning and goes to the Rov. According to Rabbi Notam, this is the Abaya of the Gemara. And that's what's brought over here in the first and third Ukimtot of the Machaber. Im hechlid hasakin tachas miyud harishon ushkato milamata lema'ala v'achar kach gomer hashlita kedarka. Then skip to the yud gimel of the shach. V'chein im shachat miyud harishon b'chalada, namely under the skin. V'gomer hashlita shelo b'chalada. We paskin l'chumra. But that which we took for granted as being vaday pasul, Rabbi Notam raises as an issue. And he says, this is what the Gemara is talking about, and this is the bottom line. It's also a puzzle, but, you know, it's that this Gemara raises it as a question. Okay, so they just to understand, this is the context of Sif Yud Aleph, that we have over here an issue, according to Rabbeinu Tam, of the miut kama of the veshet. According to Rav Oshia, we're dealing with a knife being covered with a miut basra of one of the simanim, either miut basra of the kona, miut basra of the veshet. And according to Rashi, we're talking about the miut basra of the second siman, the very, very end, just like Shehiya. So Rashi is l'shitasa. If you don't want like Rashi, you have Rav Oshia or Rabbeinu Tam to understand the sugya. This is Pashtus Rabbeinu Tam. I'm teaching what Rabbeinu Tam says according to the Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer HaYashar. That's the way he interprets himself, what he write, what we have in his name in Tosos on Daf Lamed Beis. The Prima Gadim didn't want to learn that way. Prima said, there's no question to Rabbeinu Tam that this is a problem. The only question was, is it a treif or a nevela? But that's not the way Rabbeinu Tam says it in the Sefer HaYashar. He says, in other words, maybe this is kosher, or maybe it's in the Veva. It doesn't say it's certainly a problem. Okay, that's what we have over here by Chalada. So we have three down, two to go. Shia we saw, Drasa we saw, Chalada we saw. Now we have Hagrama and Ikur. So Hagrama is a very, very, a very simple psul. Hagrama is that we had a simon that we sort of skipped over that told us that we have within the simanim dotted lines. We have within the simanim dotted lines. You have to check between the dotted lines. The kana has an upper limit, the kana has a lower limit. The veshet has an upper limit, the veshet has a lower limit. If you check out of the lines, that's called hagrama. Were you to check over here, or were you to check over here, that would be hagrama, and that's possible. Hagrama ketzad hashochit v'kona v'malam yimakom sheno roi l'shchita o hisho l'shchot v'makom shchita v'shochad ma'at v'hita asaken chutz l'makom shchita v'malam v'gamra sham, etc. That is considered to be a problem of hagrama. What if we have a situation where you shechted most of the siman within the dotted lines? You shechted like this, and then you went out like that. Namely, in the miyut basra, of your shkita, you did a hagrama. What would you say should be the din in that case? L'chora, this moves back into Rashi. Rashi has a concept of shiyim b'miyut basra, of drasa b'miyut basra, of chalada b'miyut basra. L'chora, hu hadin, according to Rashi, we would have hagrama b'miyut basra. But look at the language of the Mechaber. Shachat rov chalal hakana b'mokom shchita. Hita hasakin chutz l'mokom shchita l'mala v'gomar sham chatichas kol hakana k'sheira. Tov, the Mechaber doesn't pass like Rashi, Mikar Adin. Hu adinim shachat rov shnayim b'behema b'mokom shchita v'hishlim hashchita b'hagrama o b'drasa k'sheira. V'yesh mishe posel b'drasa the Machaber says, where do you have a psul of shchita l'chatchila? When are we choshesh for Rashi l'chatchila? In Shehiya, in Drasa, in Chalada we saw in Sif Yud, but not in Hagrama. He doesn't quote Rashi at all in the world of Hagrama. The Rama, Hamina Gahatrif Bein Bedrasa, Bein Behagrama, Bein Bemiyut Kama, Bein Bemiyut Basra, Bein Bekana, Bein Beveshet. The Rama brings in Rashi in terms of Hagrama, but not the Machaber. Okay, this is not a Machokas Machaber and Rama. This is a Machokas between Rashi and the Rivav. Rashi holds that all Psulei Shchita, or it's namely Shehiya, Drasa, Chalada, just for and Hagrama, all of these apply, we'll see later also Ikur, all of these apply in Miyut Basra. Because this is L'shitasa, we have Rov, and we have Kulo, we have these two options of the Maisa Shlita, the Shochet can choose his weapon, and he shows us what he chooses by how much he cuts. Okay? So the moment the Shochet decides to continue from this point, not to stop over here, but to continue, it means he wants a Shlitas Kulo, and we have Hagrama at the end, and that's no good. The Rivam says, I can agree with Rashi in terms of Shehiyah. I can even agree with him in terms of Drasa. I can even agree with him in terms of Chalada. but not in terms of hagrama. By hagrama, I don't hold with that. You can't have a hagrama miyud vasra. What's the svara? If already you're agreeing with Rashi, there's a din of rubo kakulo, so why distinguish between hagrama and all the other psulim? Binyamin? Where are you doing the hagrama? That's not a ma'aseh shlita. According to him, this is not a ma'aseh shlita. The moment you go out of the dotted lines, the moment you go above this line or below this line, you're not in the simanim. You're in the arm of the animal, you're in the leg of the animal. Kilu chotech yodo v'raglo. That's not a ma'aseh shlita. Ma'aseh shlita is when you're in the dotted lines and you're chopping. You're in the dotted lines and you stop. You're in the dotted lines and your knife is covered. That's a problem of miyud basra. You're in the dotted lines. You're still doing a ma'aseh shlita. But the moment you go above the dotted lines, it's not a ma'aseh shlita anymore. If it's not a ma'aseh shlita, that doesn't say anything about shlitas kulo, shlitas rubo, etc. You're not doing the ma'aseh shlita. And what does Rashi hold? Rashi says, there's a problem. Yes, sir? But stronger. In order to put Rashi on the board, what do you have to say? Well, how do we view the area above the dotted lines? It's still part of Ma'aseh Shlita, but what you lacking over there? You're lacking Hechsher Shlita. Namely, we have a machlokas over here. How do we view the area above the dotted line and below the dotted line? According to the Rivam, it's not a siman. It's not a kana. It's not a veshet. Call it the stomach. Call it the mouth. Call whatever you want. It's not one of the two simanim. There's neither a ma'aseh shlita nor a hechsher shlita. It's kiyodo v'raglo. Mashenkin, according to Rashi, it's a siman on which you can do a ma'aseh shlita without hechsher. The dotted line is a halachic line. It's not a line. It's not a biological line. It's a halachic line. It's a siman below the dotted line. It's a siman above the dotted line. The hechsher shlita is within the dotted lines, but the ma'aseh shlita is on a siman. And it's a siman even below the dotted line. So we have over here a basic machlokas between Rashi and the Rivam. How do we view the area above and below the dotted line? How do we view the area of hagrama? Is hagrama a non-maisa? You're off the board. Or it's a maisa shlita without a hechsher shlita? If it's a maisa shlita without a hechsher shlita, we could speak about hagrama b'yud basra. That's Rashi. If it's not a maisa shlita at all because you're off the board, then it's certainly kosher. That's the machlokas between the Rivam and Rashi. The Machaber passes like Rivam. The Ramah passes like Rashi. So the Machaber passes like Rivam that l'chatchila were choshesh for shehiya, for drasa and chalada miyud basra. L'chatchila were choshesh. In other words, l'chlal, this is you don't pass like the shita. But if you want to be choshesh, were choshesh l'chatchila, but only in these three areas. The Ramah says no. We're choshesh also in the area of hagrama. Not only that, but even b'diavad. We have a double machlokas of you between the Ramah and the Machaber. The Machaber is only choshesh for Rashi l'chatchila. Which Rashi? The Rivam's Rashi. The Ramah is machpid like Rashi even in b'diavad. Which Rashi? The real Rashi, the classic Rashi. Rashi, in other words, not Rashi as reinterpreted by the Rivam, but Rashi. Machlokas between Rashi and the Rivam revolves around how do we view the area of hagrama. Okay. Yes?
Where does hagrama end?
The hagrama certainly would end in the mouth and the stomach. The question is that there's a certain area with the tabat between the tabat oyona and the mouth. That's the, you know, it's which still has cartilage, but the cartilage, rather than it being sort of coming around like a half, a three quarters ring, comes like a total ring, a tabas hagadola. It comes around totally. So according to Rashi, that's still considered to be part of the siman. According to the Rivam, that's already the, I guess, lower throat, as opposed to the beginning of the windpipe.
And on the lower end?
Again, it goes into the stomach. I mean, one goes into the lungs. The kona goes from the throat to the... What?
I mean, it's all one too, it just widens.
Right, so... Right. That's the question. That's the machlokas. In other words, everyone agrees when it widens, in other words, tremendously, then that's yodo v'raglov. No one's going to say that if you cut the stomach in half, that's hagrama. But where you know, there is an area, like a ben hashmashos area, using Tzvi's mashal, where it's unclear whether, you know, whether you've left the simon and begun the stomach or not. So according to the Rivam, that we view that as beginning of the stomach. According to Rashi, we view it as a part of the semen where there's no hefsher shkita. Okay. Yes?
According to the Rivam, that means you never have a hagrama.
And you have, according to the Rivam, hagrama means that the animal is, well, we'll see now. Okay, that we're coming to exactly. Okay. The Gemara has an abaya, shachat, higrim, v'shachat, mahu. It has such an abaya, and it has a machlokes amoroyim, shachat, higrim, v'shachat. And similarly, the Gemara has an abaya of higrim, shachat, v'higrim, mahu. Right. These are two abayas in the Gemara. Shachat, higrim, shachat. Higrim, shachat, higrim. Mahu. This middle phrase is, you know, it's you're going through a siman. This is our siman. This is let's say, our dotted line. These are our dotted lines. So if you begin the shlita within the dotted lines, when you hit the middle, you go above the dotted line, then you come back down. That's one option. Or another option would be, let's say, using this point over here, higrim, shachat, higrim, mahu. These are the two abayas in the Gemara, and the Gemara links these two. Gemara says, if this is kosher, then this is pasul. If this is pasul, this is kosher. What's going on over here in terms of, let's try to understand in terms of svara. The man de Amar, who says, let's take this case. Higrim shachat higrim. Can you explain to me the man de Amar who says it's kosher? Higrim shachat higrim. What's the man de Amar who says it's kosher? You have over here one third the hagrama, one third the shtita, another third the hagrama. What's the man de Amar that says it's kosher?
What's the
shchita
part?
What is the crucial moment? What is the crucial moment of shchita? When you hit the rov. When you hit the rov, that's the crucial moment of shchita. That's nafak chiyusa. Here you have nafak chiyusa behechsher. When you hit the rov, you have a maisa shchita. Who cares how you began? Who cares how you end? The bottom line is when you hit the rov, you have a maisa shchita. The man d'amar that says it's pasul says, just a minute, one third and one third. You have two thirds of the siman being shechted to psul. We have over here rov psul. What kind of machokas is this? Now it's siman. What kind of machokas is this? One man d'amar says, this is the Gemara says, that higrim shachat vehigrim is kosher because nafak chiyusa behechsher. The other mandamar says, what are you talking about? Most of the siman is being nishchat de psul. Can you link this with Rashi and the Rivam? This taina that most of the siman is being shechted to psul.
It's not most if it's not considered part of the maaseh shechita.
According to the Rivam, this taina falls off. Maybe most of it is psul. You cut the leg, and then you cut the rove of the siman, then you cut the arm. That's a perfectly good shechita. In other words, if you view hagrama as a leg and an arm, it's not a third psul, a third kosher, and a third psul. You cut the leg. Then you cut the rove of the siman, and then you cut the arm. That should be kosher. Mashenken, according to Rashi, what would be the halacha? According to Rashi,
possibly, because you're doing everything.
It's because you're doing everything in the siman, right? The roof of the siman was shechted outside of the hechsher. Let's check over here. What would be shachat higrim v'shachat? Let's take the two sides. If you hold this is kosher, right? Oh, no, over here kosher would be the rival. Over here pasul would be Rashi. Moving over here, if this is kosher, namely that we don't look at that which is outside of the we don't look at that which is outside of the dotted line as being a meaningful ma'aseh shlita at all. So what's the din if shachat higrim v'shachat? According to Ivam, there's never a ma'aseh shlita. You shecht a third of the siman, and then you kill the animal by cutting its leg, and then you cut another third of the siman. This is not a ma'aseh shlita. So if you hold kosher over here, then over here you hold pasul. If you hold pasul over here, then over here, you're always within the simanim. You're in the siman. Do we have we have over here two-thirds of the siman being shechted behechsher. So we have an animal which is being shechted, two-thirds behechsher. So this is kosher. So what would we expect? If the Machaber passes like the Rivam, what would we expect him to say over here, and what would we expect him to say over here? We'd expect over here for him to say kosher, and over here to say pasul. The Ramah, if he passes like Rashi, we'd expect that over here he would say pasul, and over here he would say kosher. Let's check if we're right. Let's look at Sif Yud Gimel. Higrim bekane betkilas shlish. V'shachat shnei shlishim, so that's obviously kosher. Shachat shlish, higrim shlish, v'chazar v'shachat shlish. Then, kosher. Shachat, higrim, shachat. Higrim, shachat, higrim. That's pasul. I got it backwards. Higrim shachat higrim is pasul. Shachat higrim shachat is kosher. The mechaber is like the rivam. I got it backwards. Okay, let's start back to the drawing board. Mechaber paskins that. What? Shachat higrim shachat is kosher.
Shachat, Higrim, Shachat.
The Mechaber is like Rashi. No. I got it wrong. The Mechaber is not like Rashi. Mechaber ignores Rashi. Kind of stands like the Riva.
Can I understand what we said in verse?
Okay, we'll start over here. Shachat, Higrim, Shachat. We have over here, according to the Riva, a Maisa Shlita cutting the arm, and another Maisa Shlita. A ma'isa shlita, then you cut the arm, then you have another ma'isa shlita.
So
that's possible. No, we said it was possible, but the Machaber said it's kasha. Machaber doesn't have to be gone. Starting off with our assumption that the Makom HaGrama, according to Rashi, is a siman, right? B'li Hechsher. The Makom HaGrama, according to the Rivam, is Kiyado Barako. So if we have a case of Shachat, Higrim, Shachat. Shachat, Higrim, Shachat.
siman. Right. So shachat higrim shachat. Let's say this is our. We begin over here. Shachat higrim shachat. So according to Rashi, you begin a ma'aser shlita at the point of rov. You're doing a ma'aser shlita in a siman, which is pasul. You're doing a ma'aser shlita in the part of the siman which have halacha mashmi sinai. This pasul is your shlita. This pasul is, you know, what you're doing a ma'aser shlita psula. This is all a ma'aser shlita from beginning to end. According to Rashi, is a ma'aser shlita. Ma'aser shlita kshera. Ma'aser shlita psula. Ma'aser shlita kshera. So when you hit rov, you hit rov in a ma'aser shlita psula. According to Rashi, that's no good. According to the Rivan, you're doing a ma'aser shlita, cutting the leg, and you're doing a ma'aser shlita. And according to the Rivan, we have over here a rov, which is being nishchat v'hechsher. A rov which is being nishchat v'hechsher. According to Rashi, because we have a ma'aser shlita psula, this would be pasul. According to the Rivan, we have rov which is nishchat v'hechsher. This is kasher. If we would have the opposite case, if you have the opposite case where you have hagrama shlita hagrama. Hagrama shlita hagrama. So according to Rashi, we have a ma'aser shlita pasul, but we have at the point of rov, according to Rashi, all of this is a ma'aser shlita. All of this is a ma'aser shlita. And when you hit rov, we have a hechsher. So Rashi would say that this is kasher. We have one long ma'aser shlita. All this is a ma'aser shlita, according to Rashi. And when you hit rov, you're at the right spot. Not for kliusa behechsher. According to Rashi, this would be kasher. What here is pasul, here would be kasher. According to the Rivan, the rov is not. We don't have a ma'aser shlita. We're missing a ma'aser shlita on the rov. We only have a ma'aser shlita on a miut of a siman. That's not enough. You need ruba kukulo. You need enough rov. We have no. We don't. We miss, according to the Rivan, Ein kan rov b'shlita. You don't have a rov of a siman being shefted. We only have a miut of the siman being shefted. This is not a siman. Only have the miut of the siman being shefted. That's meaningless according to the Rivan. The Machaber paskins like the Rivan. So therefore, shachat higrim shachat is kosher. Higrim shachat higrim is pasul. The Machaber is like the Rivan. And the Ramah is like Rashi. That the Ramah is like Rashi. That the Ramah pointed out that when you have any hagrama, it's treif. Right? And our minog is to be matrif bein drasa, bein hagrama, bein miut kama, bein miut basra, bein kone, bein veshet. This is pasul because we have a piece for hagrama. And this is pasul because we have a piece b'hagrama. Anytime you have a piece b'hagrama, according to the Ramah, it's pasul. Here we have a piece b'hagrama, and over here, because he's being machmir on Rashi. According to the Ramah, it's always pasul. According to the Rivan, we have shachat higrim shachat being according to the Rivan being kosher. So the Machaber is the Rivan. And the Ramah is Rashi with a Chumrah. This case is pasul like Rashi. What?
He goes Rashi the Chumrah and Rivan the Chumrah, right? He holds the psul or
pasul. No. Why does, in other words, he holds that Amina Glahatrich, Bain Drasa, Bain Chalada, Bain Miyut Kama, Bain Miyut Basra, Bain Kona, Bain Veshet. What? In the Miyut Basra.
Yeah. Would the middle be worse? Not the beginning and be worse than just the Miyut Basra?
The moment that we have a hagrama of the Miyut Basra, that's no good.
Is it specifically the Miyut Basra or
What?
Specifically the
Miut Basra,
or even the
Miut Basra? According to Rashi, it would be even the Miut Basra. So therefore Rashi, right. So Rashi would passel in both cases. Rashi would passel across the board. Right, right. Rashi said both cases passel, because anytime you have any point of Hagrama, according to Rashi, you're dealing with a psul within the Maisa Shlita.
Not against the Gemara.
In other words, the Gemara only points out, Higrim, in other words, it's being... We pointed out that, in other words, in the miyut kama, to say there's a problem of hagrama in the miyut kama of the kana, that's dama chumra, because we say maybe you were also magrim in the veshet. Maybe you hit the veshet at that time, and v'lav hadatayu. We're unaware of it.
Didn't the Rebbe say that Gemara said that one who's makshir and one will be closer on the other?
In the Gemara, we have a machokes, shachat, higrim, shachat, and higrim, shachat. Always that the what you're asking in terms of the daya that it's kosher.
How could Rashi pass on both?
No, Rashi would say as follows. Rashi understands that the concept of Miut Basra is a teiku in the Gemara, and that's that sort of overrides everything. Whereas this Gemara is even before we have a problem of Miut Basra. Before we have a problem of Miut Basra, according to Rashi, this case is fine, even though we have over here Agrama Miut Basra, because we're not dealing with Miut Basra. We're talking about simply, it's according to, let's say, according to the side of the Gemara that Miut Basra is okay. Rashi says, Rashi understands, Hechud Miut Simanim Mahu Teku, that the bottom line is that we're machmir in all Miut Basras. But this Gemara is a separate Gemara. This Gemara is without the concept of Miut Basra. Without the concept of Miut Basra, Rashi would be machshir in this situation because we have a rove in the Siman. We have a rove in the Siman. And we have...
This is
still a siman. You're doing a ma'isa shchita even when you're going outside. You're doing a ma'isa shchita in the siman. You're doing a ma'isa. It's still a. This is still called siman under the dotted line. It's still called the siman.
Why would you mean rove of hatcher shchita? In addition to a ma'isa shchita,
in addition to the point of rove. According to Rashi, why wouldn't you need a rove behechsher? Yes? Right, so it makes sense the last thing that we do when we get stuck, right? Happy Marasa, we're beginning all. Okay, let's take our kana. This is the kana. What we're pointing out is that the miut kama of the kana, which is kana is divided, let's divide it to third and a third and a third. This is the miut kama. Here you hit rov, and this is the miut basra. A classic maisa shlita is that you would cut this from beginning to end. This would be the best possible maisa shlita. I'm asking that rove is enough. Right? The miut kama of the kana is really very irrelevant to the psulei shlita. That everyone agrees. That's a din of chatzi kana pagum. That this is irrelevant to the maisa shlita. Everyone agrees that the rove is very important in terms of the maisa shlita. That's when you get to the hechsher. As to whether the miut basra is relevant or not, that's the chiddush of Rashi, and the Rivam, that the Miyud Basra could be relevant. The question is, where is it relevant? According to Rashi, it's relevant in all Psule Shchita. According to Rivam, it's relevant in Shehiya, Drasa, and Chalada. It's not relevant in Hagrama. Correct? That's what we've seen up to this point. That so far so good? Okay. So if we were dealing on the level up to now of Shehiya, Drasa, and Chalada, so we say that area 1, 2, 3, right? Area 1 is meaningless. Area 2 is meaningful. And area 3, we saw, is a machlokes, that Rashi holds that it's meaningful, and most Rishonim hold that it's irrelevant. This is the picture we had up to would be in Hagrama, when everything was fine. This is the picture that we had. Okay, now we move over into Hagrama. And the question is, in the world of Hagrama, we don't only have arrows going this way in terms of Shchita, we also have dotted lines. We have a dotted line over here, and we have a dotted line over here. We have a dotted line on two sides, the beginning and the end of the Kana. And Hagrama is going out of the dotted line. So if you shecht totally out of the dotted line, you shecht over here or you shecht over here, either above or below the dotted line, that is a halacha mashmi sinai of Hagrama, that it's no good. The question is, why is it no good? That's a machlokes between Rashi and the Rivam. The Rivam says, this is no good because you're killing the animal by cutting its arm. You're cutting its heart. Right? In other words, that you're not doing a Maisa Shchita. This is something not a Maisa Shchita at all. That's the psul of Hagrama. The dotted line tells us that above and below the dotted line, it's not a Maisa Shchita at all. Rashi says, until you get to the stomach or the throat, you still have a siman. You're still a Maisa Shchita. The Almosh Misinai is that there is no Hechsher Shchita. So we pointed out, what's a nafkamina? Nafkamina between Rashi and the Rivam is if you're shechting 1 and 2 within the dotted line, and then you move out of the dotted line for 3. What happens when you move in the world of Hagrama, when you move out of the dotted line in the Miyut Basra? So Rashi says, that's a problem of, that's a problem. That's, you know, that's just like we have a din of Shemi Miyut Basra, Drasa Miyut Basra, we have din of Hagrama Miyut Basra. You decided to do a Maisa Shlita of Kulo, and your Kulo is problematic. The Rivam says, what are you talking about? It was in this situation, you did a Maisa Shlita on the Siman, and then you went and cut the arm. That's not considered to be Kulo, and therefore this is totally irrelevant. This is irrelevant. Even though I'll agree with Rashi over here, says Rivam, I won't agree with him when it comes to Hagrama. So far, so good? Okay. So we have a basic machlokes between Rashi and Rivam. How do we view this external area? We find is that the Ramah paskins like Rashi, the Machaber, never even paskin like Rashi, but his understanding of Rashi is the Rivam. Right? His L'chatzchila is on the level of the Rivam. So L'chatzchila, he's choshesh for Miyut Basra and Shia Drasa and Chalada, he's not choshesh for Hagrama Miyut Basra. The Ramah is like Rashi, straight through. Now we move over to a sugya that deals with two cases. It deals with the case of Shachat, Higrim, B'Shachat, and Higrim, Shachat, V'Higrim. And the Gemara says, if you hold the first is kosher, the latter is pasul. If you hold the first is pasul, the latter is kosher. The Machaber paskins, that when you have Shachat, Higrim, and then Shachat, that case is kosher. And when you have Higrim, Shachat, and Higrim, that case is pasul. So what I was trying to do is see that the machas is to link the machaber that it should be lushitaso with the Rivam. Let's see if that works out. That the machaber we saw in Sif Yud Beis paskins like the Rivam, namely he left out totally the concept of Hagrama Miyut Basra because he holds it's not a siman. Let's see if this fits in with his understanding of Hagrama. So over here, let's take it all from the beginning. We have an individual who is doing part one in Shchita. When he gets to the Rove, he's being Magrim. When he does part three, it's Shchita. Anyway, we have an individual who's cutting the Siman, rove of the seam on his cutting with a maisa shchita shera, and then we have in the middle that he goes off and cuts the arm. So one can say, according to Rivam, again, it's not mukhra because we said the other way around previously, but one can say, according to the Rivam, that since we have over here a rove of a siman being shechted behechsher, the fact that in the middle he decided to go ahead and cut the arm, who cares? We have a rove of the siman which is shechted behechsher. We have two-thirds of the siman being shechted behechsher. And that already is considered to be a valid maisa shlita, and that would give us a hechsher. Mashen ken higrim shachat vehigrim, rove of the, in other words, you don't have a rove shechted behechsher. We only have a miyut which is shechted behechsher. We don't have a maisa shlita on a rove siman. We only have a maisa shlita on a third of the siman. Two thirds of the siman is not being shechted at all. That basically we only have a maisa shlita on a third of a siman. A third of a siman, that's nothing. That's a miyut kama. It doesn't get off the ground. It's not considered to be anything. We only have a third of a siman being shechted. So that's why over here it's possible. Over here it's kosher. Here we have two-thirds of a siman being shechted. Here we have one-third of a siman being shechted. Yes?
If we're going to say that Rashi now is going to hold the opposite...
Let's see, before we get to Rashi, let's see if we can... In other words, that according to the Rivam, here, the reason that it's kosher is because we have a rove of the siman which is being shechted behechsher. And the reason this is possible is because we only have a third of the siman which is being shechted behechsher. A third of the siman being shechted behechsher, that's like miyut kama, that's nothing. It doesn't get off the ground. Yes?
According to Shachat Higu Shachat, why wouldn't it be a chalada according to the Rivam?
What is it being covered by?
The middle of the siman.
The middle of the siman is being covered by the upper part of the siman. Then you get into the question
of the Basra, which is Maaseh Shechita, is being covered by the roof, which has never been cut because there was no Maaseh Shechita at all.
Good question. Okay, good question. Yes?
Also, why is not Shehir when you go outside of the
We pointed out that there's a shear in Shehir. You're cutting all the time. You're cutting all the time. As long as you're cutting all the time and you didn't, and the clock didn't tick, I mean, didn't get to the shear.
Even if you don't hold it's a Maisa Shkita?
What?
Even if you don't hold that, it's a Maisa Shkita?
Even if you don't hold a Maisa Shkita, it's like Yadav Virago. It's also, you know, but we're dealing with an Ukimta where you're just cutting all the time very quickly, nothing happened. Mashain came, according to Rashi, were you to be according to Rashi, you're always in the siman. You're always in the siman. It's not a question of two-thirds of a siman being cut or one-third of a siman being cut. You're always within the siman. The question we're positing now that according to Rashi, the case of Shachat Higrim V'Shachat, according to Rashi, would be possible. You're always within the siman. And when you hit the rove, you're always within the siman. When you hit the rove, you're at a point of hagrama. So that's why it's we puzzle according to Rashi. And you have an entire siman, 100% siman being shefted. However, when you hit the rove, we have a psul. We have a psul, and that's why it's no good. Masha'en ken, when we have higrim, shachat, higrim, Higrim Shachat Higrim. Again, you're 100% within, we have 100% of a Maisa Shchita. And when we hit the rove, you're doing a Maisa Shchita Behechsher. You asked, we have a Hagrama Miyut Basra. That, you know, is something which is added on. That's something that over here Rashi would say, that would be a level that would be added on. And this case would be kosher were not to be the problem of Hagrama Miyut Basra. And that's added on by the Ramah. This case theoretically would be kosher according to Rashi, but once we have a din of hagrama miyut basra, that's why it's possible. That's why there are masses that it's possible. Yes?
So now there's like a double machlokas, because the Rivam is also holding that the most important part, the most important thing about Shkita is the rule of the siman.
Yes.
And Rashi's holding that it's the point where you hit the rule as opposed to the rule of the siman.
Well, Rashi says that when you have the rule of the siman, okay. According to the Rivam, we don't begin talking about anything. We don't have a rove of a siman. Who cares about points? We don't have a rove of a siman. According to Rashi, we have a rove. We have the entire siman.
Okay.
So when you have the entire siman, then we look at points.
Okay. According to the Rivam and Shachat, Higrim Shachat, so even though the point of rove is the hagrama point, since you have a rove of a siman, So he holds it's a kosher shlita.
Yes.
So he holds that the defining factor is the role of the sittimus. Mr. Rashi holds it. It's like a new machlokas. Rashi holds the defining factor is what point the role.
Okay. You could say that, but in other words, I think that the reason what's behind this machlokas is how do we start off in terms of do we have over here a rov of a siman? According to Rashi, we have a rov. We have in both cases we have an entire siman being shefted. So why should one case be kosher and one case be pasul? Kanera, we're looking at points. According to Rivam, you don't have to go on to that. According to Rivam, here we have 2/3 of a siman being shefted. Here we only have 1/3 of a siman being shefted.
But even though you have 2/3, you don't have the point. And you're actually, right? It's a double machlokas.
The seder, but you don't, in other words, I think Rashi only comes to the point because there's nothing else, we have it, in both cases, there's no difference between these two cases. We have 100% ma'aseh shechita in both cases. The only difference is the point, is at the point of Misa, where the sakin is at the point of Misa. According to Yivam, you don't begin to deal with that question. Here we don't have a ma'aseh shechita at all. Here we have a ma'aseh shechita of Rov, here we don't have a ma'aseh shechita of Rov. Yes?
Even according to the Rivam, was that if by some accident the animal starts out with part of a kind of split, then all you have to do is finish it off, right? And that's not the Ramaisa Shlita. So why wouldn't it be enough here to have the point?
It's when we have a Chatzi kind of pagum, and we just cut a little bit, that would be kosher. Because we say nafik shiyusa behechsher, so over here, even in the case of chatzi kana pogum, so we have rove of the siman being cut.
You still don't have
the. You don't have rove of the siman being cut.
So could you finish it out at this point if you didn't do shiyah?
Yeah, theoretically, yeah, yeah. Yes, according to Rivam, you can still do more things if you wanted to, but I mean, you know, it's again, the higrim is off the board. It's just off the board. It's what we're left with is we only have 1/3 of the siman being cut. And over here, according to Rashi, we have the whole siman being cut. You need rov of a siman being cut in order to have a ma'aseh shechita. So over here, we lack a ma'aseh shechita. According to Rashi, in both cases, we have a ma'aseh shechita. The question is, do we have a hechsher shechita? But according to the Rivam, it doesn't even begin to that because we don't have a ma'aseh shechita. You don't start off with the ma'aseh shechita. Okay, in any case, be aware that the Mechaber understands like the Rivam, leaves Hagrama out of the realm of Miut Basra totally. Taking that approach, in a case of Higrim Shachat v'Higrim, we don't have a ma'aseh shechita on a rov of a siman. Mashenkin, in a case of Shachat Higrim Shachat, there we have a rov of a ma'aseh shechita. Rashi understands that whether you're in the line, you're out of the line, we have a ma'aseh shechita. And then the question is, do we have a hechsher shechita or not? That's on a different plane. Okay, let's just finish off over here. Sif Tesvav. Ikur Ketzad. The fifth of the psure shechita is Ikur. Ikur, we have two perushim in the Rishonim. Rashi understands Ikur as Sakin Pogum, which everyone disagrees with, because Sakin Pogum, l'chore, isn't a psul. In the mice in shchita, it means we don't have a mice shchita. It means that the siman is being torn as opposed to being cut. That shouldn't be counted as one of the psulim, but rather ikur is that we have the kana or the veshet which is not attached to its place. Nishmat mimakomo. That's the way the Bahag understands by Tosfos. That's what's brought over here in the Machader. Ikur keizagon shenekar hakana or veshet mehalechi or mehabaser. It's swinging independently. It's swinging freely. Venishmat echad meim oshnehem kodem gemar shchita and avolim shochad echad ba'of aruba v'acharkach nishmat, who cares? But if it's nishmat one of them and then you shochet, that's possible. So here, this again goes back to the even in the oath, the shchita ma'ula is two simanim. If the shchita ma'ula, even by an oath, is two simanim, each of them have to be available to be nishchat. They have to, you know, so even if you're shechting one siman, if the other one is shamud, it's no good. We already saw over here the Ramah of the fact that when it's alive, it's not a treifa, and the milk and the eggs would be kasher. Over here also, this is going like the Rivam. Namely, that the siman which is nishmat, a siman which is not in place, is not a siman. So there would be no din of ikur b'miyat basra. It's simply not a siman. Ma'ashen came to the Ramah, he's like Rashi, ano noagim lahatrif kol ikur, b'miyat kama, b'miyat basra, b'mikana, b'mivesha. Namely, within our five simanim, we have shia, dras, and chalada that are clearly psule shlita, or if you want to, mafkiya tziruf. And then we have Agrama and Ikur, which Rashi also view as Psule Shrita, which the Rivon views these two as being simply not a Siman. Hagrama is not a Siman because it's above or below the dotted line. Ikur is not a Siman that allows itself to Hechsher because it's dangling. And therefore, there's no din of Miyat Basra, according to the Rivon, in these two areas. According to Rashi, there is a din. The Machaber leaves out Miyat Basra both by Hagrama and by Ikur. The Ramah inserts it in both. Okay, that's pretty much what we have in Siman Kaf Dalet. In Siman Kaf Hei, we already saw, just to review one, the main factor of Siman Kaf Hei, Hashoche tzorach luvdo ka simanim achar shchita v'yim lo ra'a, if he didn't do a bedika, asur. He points out this asur is a machokas tosfos and the Rambam. According to the Rambam, asur means we have an iser d'oraisa, that we don't know that the simanim were nishkat properly. Behema b'chayeh b'cheskas iser omedes. That's a nevela midoraisa. According to Tosas and the Rashba, we have a principle rov shochtim, rov simanim, that not only do we have a rov on rov shochtim mumchim, but also rov behemos are nishkatos karaui. And over here, this lo rosh kitas on asur would be an isur drabana. That's Rabbi Kiva Eger over here. Memela shapi ishlismo chatosus v'harashba derov shochtim rov simanim umidoraisa gam behema sharia ein asura rak drabana. So over here we have it. The Mechaber uses a very, very neutral language of asur. According to Tosfos, asur drabana. According to the Rambam, asur d'oraisa. And we point out the shach over here says v'have nevela. Namely, it appears to be Vadai Nevela, either Vadai Nevela Doraisa, or Vadai Nevela Drabanan, because of the Behema Bechayeha, Becheskas Isur Omedes. So we don't know that was shechted, that ever had was shechted properly. Okay, we'll stop over here, and want to wish you a bracha v'hatzlacha in your chazara. B'li Neder, next, the Bechina will be on Sunday, we said at 11. B'li Neder on Monday, I'll begin just a hakdama to Hilchos Taroves, if it's okay with you. We'll be spending more time on Taroves than Shlita, because by its nature, it's, I think, newer to most of us. The concepts are newer. The terminology is somewhat unique and different than most sugyas and shas. Shlita they were shas in yanim. And as I pointed out to you, I view Shlita as having a tremendous amount of halacha l'maisa ramifications. The halachas of Shlita that we learned in the course of one shiur, which is the main part of Shlita, that I agree with you. Today's shiur was pure Shlita, but I think every other shiur had ramifications to dinei brachos, dinei ne'manos, to a very, very broad area of halacha, which goes far beyond Hilchos Shlita. In Hilchos Ta'arovas, I'll try and spread things out beyond, but even without, simply one's kitchen, I think, is enough of a of halacha l'maisa ramifications to begin to view Hilchos Ta'arovas, Basar V'Cholav, and Melicha as being very, very, very much halacha l'maisa. But b'chol zot, I still view that learning Shlita has a tremendous amount of implications in terms of many, many areas of halacha. So those things that are pure Shlita, that's what we did today. In terms of the five psulei Shlita. Okay. Shev bracha v'hatzlacha. We'll probably be able to do it in an hour. Okay, so we said Bechina would be at 11. So it should be finished by lunchtime. I'm assuming it'll be finished.